Welcome to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We are located in Winterville, right outside of Athens, Georgia, and are led by our senior pastor, Ed Walden. Our mission is to be a Book of Acts church in this modern world, to build a strong and unified church family, and to see lives saved and changed by the power of Jesus Christ. We hope that in listening today, you will be strengthened, encouraged, blessed, and restored.
Mark chapter 5, just a couple of verses of scripture right here. This is one of my favorite stories in scripture because there's so much to preach out of it. And I'm just going to try to go right along with the opening monologue I just gave. I want to stay on that same vein tonight. Mark chapter 5 tells us that there's a lot of miracles in Mark chapter 5. And there is a story of a ruler in Israel who comes to find Jesus because his daughter is at the point of death and he wants her to come and lay his hands on her so that she can be healed and that she can live. So he believes, bless you, he believes that Jesus is able to do this. And there's a part in the story that he gets some bad news, and this is where we are in verse 35. It says, while Jesus was speaking to her, he had just performed a miracle for the woman with the issue of blood, and he was telling her, be of good cheer. People are rejoicing. They're celebrating. Your faith has made you whole, and this plague is gone from your body, and she's so excited. Everybody's like, wow, it's a miracle. It's going great. And in the midst of this celebration and the awestruck presence that they're in right there, that this woman had been sick for 12 years is now made completely whole. Someone comes up to the ruler of the synagogue and said, your daughter is dead. So why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. So tonight I just want to talk about this. Trust the Master. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you for your presence we feel tonight. Thank you for being an ever-present help in our time of trouble. Lord, tonight let our hearts hear what you're saying. I pray tonight, God, that you'll strengthen our faith. Lord, encourage us tonight to not only believe you, but to trust you as we walk this walk, that you have made us overcomers by your blood and by the word of the testimony. So tonight, Lord, speak to our hearts. Heal our hearts. Heal our minds. Lord, tonight we're going to give you praise and honor and glory for these things. We ask it in Jesus' name. And everyone said amen. Hallelujah. Would you clap your hands and lift a voice of praise one more time? Hallelujah. I'm thankful for the Lord tonight. God can do it. And he will do it. I've watched him do it. You can be seated. God bless you tonight in the name of the Lord. This whole story is a story of walking by faith. Walking by faith. We know that we walk by faith and not by sight. It is a walk of faith. And when we, it takes faith, you know, but it's easier sometimes to ask. The asking the Lord for something sometimes is quite easy because we're motivated. There's something going on that we need an answer. You know, I cried unto the Lord and he heard me, you know, in my desperation, in my affliction, I cried. There was something happening in my life. And so I cried out to God. The scripture has encouraged us all through it to look to God. Even the Lord will say of himself, look unto me, all ends of the earth, and be saved. I am your hope. The writer in Psalms, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help comes from the Lord that created the heavens and the earth. I know where my help comes from. I know who I trust in. I know who's going to always be there. So it's easy for me to go. It takes faith. I have to ask in faith. He says, if you ask things of me with doubt in your heart, then don't think that you're going to receive anything. He said, come to me asking, believing, trusting me, and that's a lot easier. It's easier to walk to him, which is what Jairus did. He did that because his daughter was sick. He was motivated. I need this, my baby girl. I need my baby girl to live. And I heard, even though my friends, the people I'm in the synagogue with, they don't believe in who he is. I don't know if I believe in who he is, but I'm hearing about all the miracles he's doing. And so I don't care if they throw me out of the synagogue right now. I want my daughter healed. So he goes by faith to Jesus. Come and lay your hands on my daughter. Lay your hands on her so she can be healed and that she may live. And it says, and Jesus went with him. You can trust that when you go to him with that kind of need and you go to him in faith, he's going to go with you. You're not going to walk on this walk alone, but you also need faith to walk to the answer. And that's, sometimes it's not so hard for us to ask. We can have faith and we can ask. It's the waiting on the reply. It's the waiting for the answer. It's then, I know I ask him, but is he really going to do this? Well, let me ask you this, Jairus. Is he with you? Yeah, he is, but it looks like he's taking care of everybody else instead of hurrying up to my house. You know, I'm glad these other people are getting a blessing, but I really want to get back to my house. I really want to get to where my daughter is. I need to get there. Or maybe even Jairus got caught up in it, and he's not even worried. He's watching all this, and he's thinking, I made the right decision. I know that he's going to do it. I'm so happy right now. And maybe he hugged that woman that got healed of the issue of blood and said, I'm so glad you got that miracle because we're on the way to my house. What? She's dead. I can tell you this, that sometimes when you walk with God, you will get bad news. I don't know if I want to hear that. I'm trying to help you. I want to tell you something tonight. Listen, you've got to remember who you're walking with. They said, why are you troubling the master any further? You've got to trust the master. There's going to always be a voice opposing your vision, opposing your faith. There's going to always be a voice that tries to shake your faith, that tries to cause you to fear, cause you to doubt, cause you to bail out. But bailing out, if you want to see an answer, then bailing out is not an option. You've got to keep walking with him. If you had enough faith to go to him for the with the question, then have enough faith to stick around for the answer. Don't walk away from him. Don't bail out. You remember what motivated you to do this. And remember that maybe he's not going to answer it on your time frame. And maybe things might get slightly worse or a lot worse before the answer comes. But if Jesus is walking with you, you've got to remember and understand that he is for you and that all things work together for good to them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. You've got to remember that God is on your side. And so we are motivated by our need and by our distress, and we've got to keep walking with God. Remember, there'll always be something to challenge your faith, to question your walk with God. Why are you continuing to walk with him? You came to him with everybody's so excited because you know if I give it to Jesus, it's going to be all right. How did she die? How did it turn out like this? Why did it turn out like this? He may not even tell you right away. He might not even answer you right off the bat. He may not answer you at all. He might just say, keep walking, you'll find out. Sometimes I see no other discussion between him and Jairus. The only thing I heard Jesus say to him was, don't be afraid, only believe. You believed enough to come get me, believe enough to keep walking. It was up to him. The ball was in his court. Are you going to stay here, or are you just going to go plan a funeral? Are you going to plan a funeral, or are you going to go see a resurrection? What do you want to do, Jairus? And the same question could come to us. Do you really want an answer? Do Do you really want to walk this walk and live this life of faith? Or are you wanting to pretend I'm a genie in the bottle and as soon as you rub the lamp, I'm going to pop out and say, hey, what's three wishes? God's going to walk with us. This is a walk of faith. And I've said this many times, that the road of the miraculous and the road of heartache are the same road. Listen, we walk, we enter in at the straight gate, and we walk on the straight and the narrow. We know we're following Him. We're walking on one path. And on this path, we're going to see signs and wonders and miracles. And it's on this path that we get sick. It's on this path that we lose loved ones. It's on this path that we experience tragedy. But it's on this path that we're following Him. It's on this path that we see Him, that He's in our sight, that we know the Master of it all is with us on this path. So don't think, well, I must be on the wrong road because it didn't turn out exactly like I asked the first time. Oh, no, you're on the right road, and God knows what He's doing. And He knows that He can turn tragedy into triumph. He knows that if you can just trust Him, that no matter how bad and how dark it looks right now, when it seems like this is the exact opposite of what I asked for, that He can turn it around. Weeping endures for a night. Tears and darkness turn into sunlight and rejoicing because joy comes in the morning. He's good at doing that. He's good at giving you beauty for ashes. Hello? He's good at giving you the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. That's what He said. I'm coming to swap some things out. And so every time it doesn't exactly go our way, if there is a tragedy, okay, we don't like it. It hurts. The feelings are there. The despair is real. All that's, we're not saying that, hey, we're just going to be cold and callous and nothing bothers us. It just bounces off of us. He made us to feel, to have emotions, and we're going to feel confusion and fear and all that. But there's one great thing that He has given us. When you're sick with something, the doctor will give you a measure of medicine. It's a dosage. But the Bible says we've all been given the measure of faith. And the measure of faith will combat fear. The measure of faith will combat doubt. The measure of faith will combat discouragement. The measure of faith will keep you well and keep you going. It'll keep you walking with God. And when you walk with Him, that's the power to see it through. When we walk by faith, we don't just walk into the miraculous, but we walk to and through tribulation. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Not the valley of celebration, not the valley of sunshine and roses, but through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because my faith in the shepherd, the one that's leading me, if He's leading me through this or to this, He's going to lead me through this. When I walk by faith, I don't only walk to the miraculous, but sometimes the miraculous opens up in the midst of tribulation. And so we don't quit. Bailing out is not an option. We've got to keep going. And for Jairus, when he heard that news, hey, your daughter is dead. Exactly what you didn't want to happen has happened. But there was something else I wanted to happen that happened. Jesus is with me. And that trumps this death. Every step that Jairus took after that was a decision of faith to keep walking and trusting the Master. The facts were against him. People tried to stop him, but he remembered he's the Master. He's the Master. Who are you walking with today? Are you walking with the Master? Are you trusting Him with it all? Are you believing that if it gets worse, that it will get better later? Or is this the end of it all? 1 Peter 1 and 7 says that the trial of your faith is more precious than gold that perishes. So if it is a walk of faith, then it will be a walk of tribulation. So we get excited. Well, we walk by faith and not by sight. We just walk right into healings and miracles and people coming up from the dead, and we just walking right into all the blessings and the glory, and we will. But to walk by faith means you will encounter tribulation, because there is a trial of your faith, and it is more precious. It's more precious than your blessing. It's more precious than gold, he said, than riches. It's more precious than anything that you can hang on to. Sometimes we lose natural things in this life and we go, "Whoa, the devil's out to get me." That embarrasses me for Christians so bad when they do that. "That devil's trying to kill me. He burnt the spark plugs up in my car." Oh. In this world, you will have tribulation and flat tires and transmissions go out and engines blow up and tornadoes tear your trailer up. I don't know what, but I'm just trying to tell you, that's living life, honey. But God is telling you that the things of this world, or gold, the trial of your faith is more precious than gold that perishes. You've got to trust me. It might be tried with fire, but it will be found, if you'll stick with it, it'll be found unto praise and to honor and to glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. You know what he said? He said, when you have a trial of faith, get ready, because he's going to show up. He's going to appear. And guess what? He went to, Jairus kept walking with him, and he appeared in that room where that dead little girl was at. And he grabbed her by the hand and raised her from the dead. And brother, there was glory and honor and praise happening in that house, because daddy said, "I'm going to keep walking. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep, I trusted him that he would come with me, and he did. And I trust that he will see this through." I watched him heal a woman that had an issue of blood 12 years, and my daughter's 12 years old. It got to be something going on here. I believe he can do it. Don't let go of your faith. Stick with your original decision and let Jesus see it through. Hello? We've got to overcome. We can't get knocked off track. We've got to believe that God's going to take care of us. Don't let go of your faith. Oh, hang on to that stuff. Keep that faith. Stick with the original decision. That was the best decision you ever made, was to bring it to Jesus. So stick with it. Don't take it away from him. Don't take it out of his hands. Don't say, "I'll take that back. I'll go somewhere else. I'll look for another answer." You gave it to him. Leave it with him and just see what he will do. Because if there is a trial, honey, there will be an appearing. An appearing. He's going to do it. God always does it. Listen, nobody wants to see what Jairus was fixing to see. And nobody wants to see that. He was fixing to walk into his house, see the distress and despair and the grief on his wife's face. The mourners and the people that were out wailing and mourning and carrying on because she was dead. And then he's going to walk into this room, and there is his daughter growing colder by the moment, laying on that bed. She is dead. No matter if Jesus is with you or not, you don't want to see that. But he had the faith to see it through. He had the faith to come on in here and trust God. Nobody wants to see that. The pain was real. The grief was real. The emotion that they were feeling, it was real because of this death. But there was a miracle on the way. When all they could see was heartache and pain, the miracle was standing right there in the room, and it was about to be voiced out loud. He was fixing to speak life into that situation. There was a moment, an instant, where it changed. But so many times we cut and run before we ever get that moment. With Jesus in the room, she was still dead. He took her by the hand, and she's still dead. But there was fixing to be a change. We've got to stick around for the change. We've got to hang in there till we hear that word. He said, the words I speak, they are spirit and they are life. The Bible says that the body without the spirit is dead. He was fixed to speak life into that room, into that girl, into their faith, into their house. Friend, he was fixing to do it all. Just a moment, and it was going to change. I'm sure Jairus was crying. No matter how much he was trusting Jesus, his daughter was dead. I'm sure he was crying. He was heartbroken. He was hurting inside. His wife probably crumpled over in the corner crying, oh, our daughter, our girl, and everything's misery. And people are saying, laughing at Jesus because, oh, she's just asleep. They're making fun of the situation, light of the situation, saying the situation's over, saying it's done. But in just an instant, it's going to change. Don't miss your moment because you turned back from walking into the hardest thing that you could have ever faced. I know sometimes it feels like we're walking into the hardest place we've ever been. We're walking through the darkest valley. We're walking into the hottest fire. But I'm telling you, he's the master. And it's going to change in a moment. He saw his daughter cold and dying. But we only see in part. We can only see what we can see with our eyes. But by faith, we can see resurrection. We only see in part. I can only see the mess, Lord. I can only see the death, Lord. But Jesus was with him. Jesus walked with him because he wanted to be there to show him, if you'll keep walking with me, if you'll keep trusting me, things can change. Things can be different. Something else is coming. Sometimes we see it get as bad as it can get before we see the miracle. But don't forget, he is the master. He's the master. And even the winds and the waves obey him. Peace be still. You know why he could do that? Because he's the master. You know why he could walk on water? Because he's the master. You know why he could raise the dead? Because he's the master. Why could he heal the sick? He's the master. Why could he cast out devils from people? He's the master. Why could he endure Calvary? Because he's the master. Why could he look down and say, Father, forgive them? Because he's the master. And why could he say, it is finished? Because he's the master. And why could he get up out of that grave 3 days later? Because he's the master. He is the master. They had no harm in the fiery furnace because he's the master. Daniel felt no harm in the den of lions because he's the master. Lazarus, 4 days dead, comes alive. Why? Because he heard the voice of the master, the one who was the master over death, hell, and the grave. He's the master. Job realized that he served the master. That's why he would, in the midst of his darkest days, he would say, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. His wife would say, do you still retain your integrity? Why don't you curse God and die? Because he's the master. I'm not going to curse the master. I'm not the master. He's the master. The master sees it all. I only see in part. I can only see what's in front of my face, but he sees from the end, from the beginning, and all in the middle. He knows everything that's fixing to happen. So I'm trusting him. Job 27:5, Job's words were that, God forbid that I should justify you till I die. I will not remove my integrity from me. I'm going to stick with him. There's no bailing out. There's no giving up. There's no walking away. Job, to me, is the ultimate overcomer. Because even when he didn't say everything right, he still trusted God. He was confused about a few things, and God corrected him, and he repented over it. But he never let go of God. He trusted God. So Jesus tells him, don't be afraid. Again, I don't think Jesus means don't have any feelings about what you're going through. But don't let your feelings be greater than your faith. Don't let your fear be greater than your faith. Don't let your feelings cancel out your trust in God. We give into our feelings. Faith and feelings, they don't always work together. Feelings are in our flesh. Faith is in the spirit, and the flesh and the spirit war against each other. And so we have to remember what the psalmist said, Psalms 56 and 3. He said, in what time I am afraid. So that emotion's there. But he's letting you know that even in this flesh, even in that time of that emotion, you can still trust God. What time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. I'm human. I'm going to feel fear. I'm human. I'm going to feel discouragement. I'm human. I'm going to feel grief and anguish and anger, hurt, betrayal. I'm going to feel, Jesus felt all that. We're going to feel it too. We're going to go through those things, but we are overcomers. He said that your trust in God can be greater than your emotions. People say, oh, I'm all up in my emotions. Well, get out. And then padlock and weld the door so you don't never get back in there. Have them. Don't get all up in them. Don't wrap yourself up in them like a good blanket and just wear that around like some kind of badge of honor. I'm just emotional. Well, don't be. Pull the throttle back a little bit. Trust God. I've seen people. Don't get me wrong. We're human, and there are situations. God help me that if I ever have a situation that is so incredible that I can hold on to Him, because I've known people that have gone through things that I thought, I don't know how you did it, and they will tell you, well, at the beginning, I didn't know if I would, because it nearly took me out. But God didn't leave me, and He reminded me. You know, God doesn't bail out and say, okay, let's see what you'll do. He was standing right there with Jairus. Let's see what you're going to do. So He was right there to comfort. As soon as He heard the negative report, He offered a solution. Don't be afraid, only believe. And I'm telling you, I believe that God does that. That in the midst of our hardest trials, that He sends us something to sustain us, to secure us. Because He said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I believe that word. I believe that we can have great tragedy. It happens. But I never will ever believe or be convinced that He has left me. The only time I can't hear Him is when I'm listening to myself. You can't hear Him if you're listening to yourself or others. You've got to listen to Him in those times of great adversity if you're going to overcome. Jesus does not want us paralyzed by fear, affected in a negative sense by bad news or trials. And trusting Him will keep you one step after the other, moving forward, even when you are afraid. In Psalms 112 and 7, the man that trusted in the Lord said he will not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. My heart is fixed. That don't mean it's repaired. He does do heart repair. He takes out the stony heart and puts a new heart, but he's saying my heart is in a fixed position, trusting in the Lord. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So I want to fix my heart to always trust God. That way I know that no matter what happens, no matter what ringer I get pulled through, I'm going to come out all right because I'm trusting God. Because you know one of my favorite scriptures, what happens when you trust the Lord? They that trust the Lord shall be like Mount Zion, which cannot be removed. Cannot be removed, but abideth forever. We're going to still be here. You'll be able to look at your problem and say, guess what? I'm still here. You thought you'd take me out. I'm still here. You thought it was going to be over, but I'm still here. Why? Oh, I'm sure that the enemy and the people really thought this is going to do Job, this is really going to do him in, but he could say, I'm still here, and I'm better than I've ever been. Praise God. I don't know why when Jairus came to Jesus, because there are recorded scriptures that when people came to him, I've got somebody back at the house and they're sick, and he just spoke the word. And by the time they got home, the fever had left, the person was made whole. It happened. Why he didn't do that for Jairus, I don't know. Maybe it was because he had to walk this walk. Everyone has a path to walk. And I may not know why, I just know there is a why. And so everybody has a path to walk, a life to live, and things to face. But Jesus is still the master of all of it. Honey, you can, whoever's coming to play, come to the music. I'll get ready to close up here. And I just wanted to encourage somebody tonight. Because I know what... I've been living for the Lord a minute now. A lot of minutes. I can't even remember hardly what 1993 was like. But I've seen some things. But I promise you, I don't know if I would be here tonight if that brother had not come to me and spoke that word to me that night. There was a lot of people hugging my neck and saying, welcome to the family. Praise God. That's awesome, man. And it was. I felt so good. I felt new. I just felt clean. I felt like a weight was gone out of my soul. It was amazing. The feeling. You know what I'm talking about. You've been baptized in his name. You know what it feels like when the blood of Jesus washes your past away. Oh, it's incredible. And so, but I was excited. I was happy. But something about this, it pricked my heart. What is he talking about? Trials, tests, fiery trials. I better go look this up. And I believe just the Spirit of the Lord said, nudged me to that. I didn't even know I was listening to him, but something was urging me to look this up, see what I'm saying. So I didn't even really, like I said, I was so new. Ooh, I was green. Green as grass. But I was hungry for what God wanted to say. And so I would pray, God, show me what you're saying. And I would start reading. It's like I'm reading, but I'm reading stuff between the lines. It's like while I'm reading the word, there's something else in my mind going, that's what this means, and that's what I'm telling you, and that's what I'm saying. And it was so amazing. And it was building my faith up. And I knew, and when those days came where it was so hard, I know what it's like to come through hard times. I know what it's like to wonder, am I losing my mind? I know what it's like to wonder, man, is this worth it? Because I felt like I was going crazy those first couple of weeks that I came to God. I mean, I thought I was really going crazy. I would be at work and I would just be working at my station and I would just be crying. Because my mind, there was like a war going on in my mind. And I couldn't shut it off. There was just a this voice constantly reminded me of all the bad I had done, and I couldn't push it out. And I remember leaving work one day in tears. Got in my truck, trying to get on the. I finally got on the interstate. I tried to turn some worship music on, and nothing. All I could hear is that pounding in my head, and you've deceived yourself. God hadn't done nothing for you, and He don't love you, and you know all the stuff you've done, and it's just over and over and over. And I didn't care. I was crying out loud. I was sobbing. My face was just wet all the way down. And finally, I just said, God, where am I? And as soon as I said that, I could tell you about that instant. Immediately, all that noise stopped in my head. And the cab of that truck, I felt like was so thick with the Spirit of God, I could have grabbed it with my hand. And there was just this unction almost. It was like I said, you're right where I want you to be. I just put my knee on the steering wheel. I don't advise that. I drove with my knee and put both hands up in the air. I started praising God and thanking Him because finally there was peace. And I never fought that again. Maybe He wanted to see you going to stick with it. I don't know why He couldn't have just made it easy, but then I realized, as long as I know I'm where you want me to be, let them say what they want to, let it do what it wants to, I know I'm walking with you. He let me know that day, just because you're struggling doesn't mean you're not where I want you. Just because you're battling something doesn't mean you're not where I want you. Trust Him. Trust the Master. In verse, you can stand with me. Here's the conclusion of His story. In Mark 5, 41 and 42, Jesus took the damsel by the hand and said, Talitha kumai, which is interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, they were astonished with a great astonishment. Jesus will blow your mind. If you stick with Him, you're going to hear and see, experience things that you're like, there's no way that just happened. But it did. But you'll never see those things if you quit on Him. You'll never see those things if you walk out. You've got to trust Him and keep going. Praise God.
Thank you for listening to the Restoration Apostolic Church podcast. We pray that you have been encouraged and changed by what you heard today. To keep up with RAC, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also visit our website at restorationapostolic.org. Be blessed in Jesus' name.